It's the spookiest time of the year, and us here at the Club XP podcast have a special Halloween treat for you. Join us as we talk about the best and worst of the Halloween season, from candy to horror scenarios. We got all your Halloween needs. It's time to level up the conversation. Hello, one and all, and happy Halloween to everybody out there listening in. This is Joey coming back at you with another episode from the Club XP podcast. I have a special guest with me today. Some of y'all going to be doing some trick-or-treating. Well, I got a real treat for you here. Got my daughter Reagan with me. You want to say hey?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, so we're going to be talking about some Halloween content right here. So we have two segments that we're going to be covering today. The first one has to do with one thing that we all love, and that is
candy!
Yeah, Halloween candy. So the best and the worst of it, because we know not all Halloween candy is created equally. So we're going to kind of dive in and see which ones we like the best and which ones we're not so fond of. So first up, let's talk about the best, because we got to start with the top. So Reagan, she went onto the internet, scoured it, and found the top five most popular candies out there amongst Halloween goers. Reagan, you want to tell us what those candies are? In no particular order.
Okay, so we have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and we have M&M's, Nerds, Snickers, and Skittles.
All right. So let's break those down. So you started off first. First of all, if you're going to start with, let's start from the one you like least. So these are the top five most popular candies, but which one of those would you say you would like the least?
Skittles, definitely. I don't like Skittles.
All right. So I'm on the same page with you there. So I don't think I've ever in my whole life have actually purchased a pack of Skittles. I've never gone to the store and willingly with my own money handed it to someone in exchange for Skittles. So I would have to go with you there as well. All right, I'll do my next one. So out of all those, this might go against popular demand because I'm pretty sure this is a lot of people's favorites, but I would say Reese's Peanut Butter Cups would be my next in line.
Oh my gosh, Reese's are awesome.
So which one would you pick?
Probably M&M's.
M&M's?
Ugh. Lots of people like crave M&M's and can eat a lot, but they're just like pure chocolate. I don't know. Not a big fan.
All right. So we're diverging a little bit there. All right. So we've got talked about Skittles, M&M's, and Reese's so far. So going back to you. So you went Skittles, M&M's. What would be your next pick?
Honestly, I changed this a lot, but probably Snickers.
Okay. So Snickers and running in the middle. So if I were to pick one out of all those, I would then go Nerds next. So I'm going Skittles, Reese's, Nerds. So those are my bottom three. So you got Skittles, M&M's, and then Snickers. All right. So my second favorite out of all those would have to be Snickers. So I'll go hit there. I love me a good Snickers. I've actually had about three of them today. The fun size ones, not the full candy bar ones. So I definitely love the Snickers. Love the caramel and chocolate combinations. Definitely one of my fave. All right, what would you pick?
The second out of these would probably be Nerds. I love Nerds.
All right. Now, how do you eat your Nerds? Is this like you dump the whole thing in your mouth at once, or is it little by little?
I just dump it in little by little. I mean, I can't eat all those. They're very sour to me.
To me, the only way to eat Nerds is to pop the top and just dump the whole thing in your mouth at once. Now, what if we would have put Nerd Ropes on here? So, Nerds Ropes, would you agree that they're better than the packaged Nerds?
They're probably better, yeah.
Definitely.
Just the gummy.
Oh, the gummy flavor with the Nerds. Yeah, that definitely pushes up a notch. That would probably be my top two out of all these. But we're only talking about straight up Nerds. So, which does give you a huge sugar rush if you do put them all in the mouth at the same time.
Nerd Ropes, like, aren't they, like, newer? Or they like have they been around for a long time?
I think they're newer, as far as I know. So, going for our top one then, out of these five, I'm going to throw down with the only one that I haven't said yet, M&M's. And the reason I pick M&M's, because they're such, oh, I don't know, they're so addictive. I can just eat them one by one, a pack at a time. Plus, I just think of a M&M popcorn combo. So, that's like the go-to treat with the movies for me. And so, even though I'm not eating popcorn with my M&M's at Halloween, it's still, out of those, would be my top chocolate choice.
Okay, my favorite is definitely Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'm not a big fan of peanut butter itself, but with chocolate, it's amazing.
All right. Well, there you go. So, we're kind of different in that respect. That one was on my bottom tier, but you raise it up to the top. So I've heard a lot of people love the Reese's peanut butter cups too. Anyone listening, feel free to comment. You can hit us up, let us know which of those would be your favorite ones.
Reese's was actually the most liked out of the United States.
That's crazy to me. Reese's has so many different variations. Now, I'd rather get the Reese's bar. It's like the fast break bar. I'd rather have that in like bar form than the cup. For some reason, the cup, I don't like the texture. It's just too soft. And I don't know. I like to have a little crunch with it. So that's why I like the fast break one.
I actually don't like Reese's Pieces. I don't know. They're just like a ripoff of Reese cups.
So I'd get along with you there. I could agree with that.
And M&M's. They're like ripoff M&M's. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So we both agreed that Skittles were the worst out of those ones. So let's move on to the top worst Halloween candy as pulled by some people living out there in the good old world. So the options that we have, list them off for us, Reagan.
Candy corn, Smarties, Tootsie Rolls, Swedish Fish, and Twizzlers.
So two of these catch my eye right off the bat. First of all, Tootsie Rolls is probably one of my favorites. Chocolate.
Yeah, I love Tootsie Rolls.
But it's in the bottom five for some reason. Which other, is there anyone on the list that stands out to you that shouldn't be in the bottom five?
Candy corn is really good. You just can't eat too much of it at once. But like, candy corn is very good. And but that was like the most hated one, sadly.
So I would be amongst that group of haters with candy corn. I do not like it. I talked to someone today and asked them what their favorite Halloween candy is, and they said candy corn, and my jaw dropped. I can't stand it. I don't like it at all. I don't know. It just doesn't taste good. It's weird looking. The orange, the yellow, and the white, and the little triangle, it doesn't do it for me at all. So let's break them down. So we'll start with the one that we like the most. So we'll list the one that we hate the most at the end of it, which you might have guessed mine by how we've been talking. So which of these would you like the most?
Candy corn, definitely.
Okay, so we're totally opposite ends of the spectrum there. So I've already mentioned Tootsie Rolls, so I'll say Tootsie Rolls is mine. So, because I just love chocolate, and that's the only chocolate option on here, so I'll go Tootsie Rolls. Which one would you like next?
Probably Tootsie Rolls. Okay. I love Tootsie Rolls.
Getting that Tootsie Roll love, so we're feeling the same on that. My next one would probably be out of those ones, would probably be Twizzlers. Now, certain kinds of Twizzlers are better than the other ones. I like them with a little fruity taste to them. Not so much like the red vine ones, but I would definitely say Twizzlers.
Do you like the one, like the regular, just different color ones, or like the ones with the cream inside?
The cream inside or the peel and pull ones, but those are probably not the ones we're necessarily talking about, but those, I can definitely get down with those. I vibe heavy with those Twizzlers. All right, what's your next one?
My third one would probably be Smarties. I used to like hate Smarties, but they've grown on me.
What about the powder? They just like crush the powder. It just makes them, I don't know, the powderness of them kind of throws me off. But out of the remaining options, I would probably, well, I'm going to put a Swedish Fish over Twizzlers or Smarties. So I'll say Swedish Fish, then Smarties.
No, Swedish Fish are horrible.
So is that your worst one on the list?
Maybe.
So which one would you say next?
Twizzlers.
So you Twizzlers. So you are saying Swedish Fish is the worst one on there?
Definitely.
Okay. And I'm saying candy corn. You know your mom is a big fan of Swedish Fish.
I know.
I've many a time gone to the store to buy her a pack of Swedish Fish.
They just like, they're so disgusting. Like the aftertaste is horrible too. I just don't see anything
good. They got that fruity juicy flavor. So I can get down with that. So candy corn is definitely my top one. There's something about that that is slowly poisoning the body when you consume it. Can't prove it scientifically, but by the taste and texture, yeah, I can't get down. All right.
Have you ever tried, like, the candy corn, like, the cake confetti candy corn?
No.
It's disgusting.
Well, that's not enticing me to want to try, but maybe I'll put it out there and give it a shot. So we're saying my favorite Halloween candy out of the top five would be M&M's. Yours was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. My worst would be candy corn, and yours worst one was the Swedish Fish. All right. So that'll conclude our little candy segment. Hopefully all y'all will be able to get some candy. If you're a parent listening in, make sure to munch off as much candy from your kid as you can. So now for our second segment with our Halloween special, we're going to be doing a little Would You Rather. So we have some spooky scenarios or some scenarios that have to do with Halloween, and we're going to see which one would we rather do. So the first one, Reagan, let me point to you. So would you rather eat a lot of Halloween candy, like as much as you can, and throw up all night, or skip Halloween altogether?
That is very hard because I would probably just eat a lot of Halloween candy and throw up all night, even though I barely ever throw up. Like, even when I'm sick, I only throw up, like, I don't know. I never, like, really throw up. And I love dressing up for Halloween, so, yeah, I'd eat a bunch of Halloween candy and throw up all night.
So you think it's worth it to throw up? What if you're throwing up every hour? You're literally having to get up every hour, so it's, like, 8 different times during the night. Still worth it?
Yeah.
And you're having to taste the candy every time as it comes up?
You're making it a little worse, but yes.
I guess better. So I would probably actually go with that one, too. So I would just make sure to eat as much candy as I possibly could. Yeah, skipping Halloween altogether just doesn't seem like an option. It's worth the sacrifice of throwing up.
Candy's not even the best part of Halloween. My favorite part about Halloween is, like, scaring people, even though I'm horrible at it, and dressing up.
Okay. There you go. All right, so that's the first one. The next one would be, would you rather spend the night in a haunted cemetery or in a horror corn maze?
That is horrible. You want me to answer first?
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish I could say neither. horror corn maze.
Man, I feel like I would rather go into, oh, it's a cemetery. For some reason, I thought it was haunted house.
Nope. I wish it was haunted house.
I would probably only say corn maze for the fact that there's probably going to be things in there chasing you, but I would feel like I would have more options to hide. Like in a, I could go hide in the corn the best as I could. In a cemetery, it's just open and there's graves everywhere. So if there was something there coming after me,
you just have to run.
Yeah, there's like legit nowhere to go. So why would you pick the corn maze?
Probably because seminaries creep me out. And literally, this is because of Hocus Pocus, the zombie in it. He's so nice, but it's just, I don't want somebody coming out of the grave while I'm there.
No, definitely not. That would be the opposite of what a graveyard should do. Should be keeping the people in the ground, not allowing them to rise above it.
I'd have trauma from that if I did that.
And speaking of trauma, this next one, would you rather drink a cup of blood or have a bite of human flesh?
Ew.
Now, is the flesh cooked? Is this like raw flesh or
Dad,
is it going to be cooked?
You're thinking about cannibalism.
Well,
I guess they're both kind of aren't.
I could say this. I've actually had blood before. But
I've
it was
had
from
my
a,
own blood.
It was from a pig and it was in a soup and it was a ball of blood.
What?
I didn't know it was blood when I was eating it. And I honestly didn't taste that. But I don't think I could drink a cup of blood. If the flesh was cooked, I would go with the flesh. Yeah. That is cannibalism, though. But I would not let it entice me the further in.
If the blood was animal, I'd probably go with blood. Like, especially if it's animal blood.
Cold, cold blood. Speaking of throwing up, we're gonna be throwing up either way, choosing either of those.
Definitely.
Oh no, just blood. I don't know. I don't even know what the taste would be like. It would be so thick and just weird, like going down. But hey, now this one. Would you rather go trick or treating or scare trick or treaters? Which one would you get the most enjoyment out of?
This sounds very cruel, but definitely scaring the trick-or-treaters.
Now, I would probably go along with that. Yeah, there's something about just scaring other people, which y'all know all the time. I'm always going around the house trying to scare people.
Literally.
Yeah, and there's just some enjoyment you get from causing other people fear. I don't know why. That's kind of sadistic.
The thing is, you hate it when it happens to you, but you love doing it to other people. Yeah. I especially hate jump scares in, like, movies. It's
there
horrible.
Yeah, especially when you know the jump scare is coming. It's like,
well, you don't know it's a jump scare.
Well, sometimes you can feel it's coming. So, like,
it's not a jump scare.
The camera's panning in a little bit too close on the person. You're like, it's going to shift to the right or to the left and something's going to be there.
Well, it's not a jump scare if you know it's going to happen. It's just a scare.
Well, it's the anticipation that there might be a jump scare. And so, yeah. So, let's see. Would you rather be absolutely terrified of the dark or be afraid of the thing underneath your bed? So is there a thing actually living underneath your bed that you know is there?
No, I don't know of that.
So just the idea of a thing living under your bed or being terrified of the dark?
Probably terrified of the dark. I mean, I'm already kind of.
I'd rather be terrified of a thing under your bed because you can turn the light on. Like, I don't know, unless you just had to sleep in dark. That's something, I don't know.
Like, who came up with, like, telling children there's a monster under the bed? Like,
to get them to,
you know, the song Monster or something like that, Demi Lovato sings it or something. They, in the lyrics, this hit to me, says, why do we sleep where the monsters hide at night? And I'm like, I always think about that.
Yeah, it's a tactic that parents use to get their kids to obey better. It's like the
no,
Germans.
No, it's not. It just makes you go and go in your parents' bed.
Like the Germans have Krampus, which is the anti-Santa, which says he'll come and get you if you're not good and you won't get any presents. So they try to fear instill fear into them to be more obedient.
That's a horrible way of parenting, by the way.
It is, and you can do with that as you want when you become a parent. But, yeah, terrified of the dark. There's just so many scenarios when you're going to be in the dark outside of your home.
You're making me want to banter. I'd probably do under the bed now, I guess.
Yeah, it's only going to last a few hours every night. But every time you go out at night and it's just dark, it's going to be a freaky, freaky experience.
I mean, I'm already kind of scared of the dark, but, like, yeah, not that much.
So, what about this? If you had a fight against someone, would you rather fight a vampire or a werewolf?
That's horrible options.
Which one would you have the best chance of survival?
Neither. I'd die for both of them.
Now, you gotta know their weaknesses. You know what a vampire's weakness is?
I mean, they're like holy water steaks.
Yeah, some holy water.
Garlic.
Steak to the heart or garlic. So if you have those on hand, werewolves only, as far as I know, in werewolf lore, you got to have a silver bullet to be able to kill it. And so I think you'd have better access to garlic. That's something you can go get from the store. Or we can make a cross.
But like vampires, they can like fly around and like sneak up on you. Like
werewolves are just fast and strong. I guess vampires are kind of strong too. But no. I would feel like I have a better chance against a vampire. Because you could actually talk and communicate with it, too, because they would speak your language. A werewolf, they just are insane. And
how do you know that?
Because I've seen a lot of horror movies.
You're basing your knowledge on
horror
movies.
That's like the werewolves, they just don't think. They're just anger, and they're just blind to anything, any reason. Maybe you could talk to a vampire and be like, yo, don't suck my blood. I know some good animals. You can go suck blood from or something.
That's cruel.
So, better them than me. So, I'd rather go against a vampire. Now, I like this one. Would you rather be covered head to toe? So, imagine you were, like, laying down in something. And you were covered head to toe with snakes or spiders.
That is horrible.
I mean, literally from head to toe. Like, your whole body is covered. You just have enough room where you could, like, breathe. I mean, snakes or spiders.
Are they poisonous? They're not going to bite you. Oh, they're not going to bite me.
So, which one would you rather have on top of you, though?
Probably spiders, because, like, snakes can, like, even if they're not going to bite you, they can, like, tangle up on you and they slither around you. Just ideas, like, horrible.
Yeah, and then you got the spiders with their 8 legs crawling on you. So if you had 100 spiders, that's, like, 800 legs crawling all over you.
I really don't care. I'm very ticklish, and I hate tickles, but still.
Snakes or spiders? I would probably go with, probably snakes. I don't know.
I have trauma with snakes because of you.
No. Yeah. I think snakes would be more chill, though. They'd just be, like, chilling. I think spiders would be scurrying over too much and be moving a whole lot. So if I knew they weren't going to bite, I'd probably pick snakes. But, all right. Would you rather be turned into a ghost or a zombie?
Ghost.
So both of those have to do with dying. So some people die, you become a ghost. Some of you die, then you become a zombie. So why would you rather be a ghost?
Because, like a ghost, you can just, like, sneak around. You can go through things. Like a zombie, you're basically, like, a ugly human with green and doesn't speak languages and eats brains.
Brains
don't seem appetizing anyways.
Yeah. Probably ghosts, like...
Ghosts don't have to eat, too.
Plus, like, no one could, like, hurt you. I think as a zombie, you're, like, slow-moving. And so people would probably kill you pretty quickly.
Yeah, they'd want to hurt you.
So, like, as a ghost, yeah, you're chill. Especially if you're thinking of, like, a Casper kind of ghost. Though, yeah, hopefully as a ghost, you'd probably still have the ability to communicate. So, yeah, I'd probably go to ghost, too. And the last one we did have, if you had to sleep at night, speaking of sleeping, I'm not talking about monsters under bed, but the mode in which you have to sleep in, would you rather be covered in slime as you sleep? Like, sleep in a little pool of slime? Or to sleep in a coffin with the lid closed?
Oh, my gosh. Slime. I do not like... being close in an area for a long time.
Even with a slime all in your hair?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you can potentially wipe it off. But, like, just being alone, trapped in something, and it's close, like, I couldn't fall asleep in that.
That honestly, to me, that sounds kind of nice. As a parent, I wouldn't hear any noise.
Okay.
There wouldn't be anyone to bother me. It would be completely dark. I'd just be, like, chilling. It'd probably be, like, a really comforting, relaxing experience.
Unless you're scared of the dark.
Yeah, but I think I would find solace in it. Maybe that should be like a new thing like hotels should do. I'm going to open up a hotel where you just have coffins to sleep in. And so you just feel isolated from the rest of the world.
I have solace in like laying in my bed with the lights on, not laying in a coffin with the lid closed in the dark by myself.
well, I'm going to start my own business. This has incited me to be able to go and become profitable off of coffin sleeping. So
if you're listening to this, use this as an inspiration.
There you go. Well, that's it. That's the Would You Rathers. So we ran through those scenarios, got the candies, got the most liked, got the least liked. One last question for you. Tell the listeners out there, what did you dress up as Halloween for this year?
I was actually a vampire. You were too, weren't you?
Yeah, we both were vampires. So when we're talking about, and we'd rather go up against a vampire, we had the whole blood
and, them ourselves.
And the thing. So yeah, maybe we are vampires and no one really knows it. Do vampires actually exist? Which one do you think is more believable to exist, a ghost or a vampire?
Ghost.
People got that weird unexplained phenomena, people seeing ghosts. So I don't think I've ever heard too many stories of people seeing vampires. But
yeah.
I'm sure there are people out there that do drink human blood. So I guess they could be vampires in a sense. But
that is horrible.
They're just not immortal.
Who wants to drink human blood?
Horrible, weird people that, I don't know, maybe... Maybe they're not weird. Maybe we're the weird ones. But
what? we're weird. We're the weird ones for drinking water.
That's right. Well, everyone out there, hope you have a safe and awesome Halloween. Go eat tons of candy. This is Joey signing out and my co-host
Reagan.
Y'all have a good one. We'll see you next Halloween. Bye.